Once upon a time, there lived a humble man who accepted everything that happened in life as an act of God.
以前有一个很谦卑的人，他把生活中发生的一切都归于神的作为。
If something good happened, God did it.
如果是好事，是神做的。
If something bad happened, that also was an act of God.
如果是不好的事，也是神所应许的。
Unfortunately, he was about the unluckiest man alive.
但不巧的是，这个人几乎是世上最不走运的人。
And it makes you wonder about his theology, doesn't it?
有时候都会让人怀疑他的神学是不是正确。
But never once did he complain.
但是这个人从来不抱怨。
He got married, and then his wife ran away with his best friend.
他结过婚，但他的妻子跟他最好的朋友跑了。
His daughter fell in with the wrong crowd. I became attracted.addicted to drugs.
他女儿交友不慎，染上了毒瘾。
His son was in a bad accident.
他儿子出了一个很坏的车祸。
And he lost a fortune on the stock market.
他投资也失败。
A runaway car hit the corner of his house, causing thousands of dollars worth of damage.
更过分的是，路上的一辆车莫名其妙的就撞到了他的房子上，还造成了几千块钱的损失。
Yet, at each stroke of misfortune, he knelt and gave thanks to God.
但是，当每次遇到这些糟糕的事情，他总是跪下来感谢神。
One day, he was out working in his garden.
一天，他在自己的花园里干活。
A thunderstorm was passing over, when without warning, a bolt of lightning struck a nearby tree. He fell in his direction.
天上下起雷阵雨，突然一个闪电击中了边上的一棵树，树就向他倒下来。
He jumped out of the way, but he caught his shirt on a bush, ripping the shirt off from his back.
他赶紧跳开，但是一个树枝还是挂了他的衣服，把他衣服挂了一个大口子。
At this point, he fell on top of a nest of hornets, which proceeded to sting him unmercifully.
但是这时候他一头撞在了一个马蜂窝上，被咬得遍体鳞伤。
After they had finished stinging his naked back,He rose slowly to his knees, clasped his hand, and raised his eyes toward heaven.
那马蜂走了以后，这人慢慢地爬起来，合手望天。
And then, for the first time in his life, he asserted himself. He said, Lord, this is getting ridiculous.
在一生中的头一次，他说道：“主啊，这有点过分了。”
However, it was getting ridiculous. Thank you.
是有点过分，不是吗？谢
Well, it was still getting ridiculous.
Ah, okay. 是有点过分，不是吗？
Still, you have to admit the man's steadfast faith.
但即使是这样，你还是得佩服这个人的信仰。
You and I would have raised a few questions with God long before this.
要是把你我放在这种事情上，我们恐怕早就像神这样发问了。
And yet, there is an element of biblical faith in this man's attitude.
但我们从这个人的态度上也能看到一种信心。
However, not everything that happens is an act of God.
不过不是所有发生的事都是神的作为的。
And that's not true.
把一切作为都归于神是不对的。
Some things just happen.
有些事情仅仅是发生了。
We live in a universe of cause and effect.
我们住的这个宇宙中充满了各种各样的因果关系。
And that's the way God created it.
因为这是神是要这样创造的。
We live by certain scientific laws.
我们的生活中有一些特定的科学定律。
If you drop a book, it's going to fall.
比如你掉了一本书，它是要落下来的。
And if your toe is in the way, it's going to get hit.
如果你的脚正好在那里，就会被砸到。
And if it's a big book, it's going to hurt.
如果是一本很重的书，那就会砸得很痛。
God did not cause this.
神没有做这件事。
It was an accident.
这只是个偶然的事故。
Or perhaps with negligence on your part.
很可能是你自己不小心。
But don't blame God.
这种事情不要来怪神。
Biblical faith gives God praise, even in the midst of adversity, because we know that God is with us.
圣经上所记的信心与这不同。那信心是当我们苦难试炼的时候，还赞美神。因为我们知道神与我们同在。
The biblical character Job questioned the reasons for his suffering, just as any of us would.
圣经记载的约伯问到为什么他会受这么多苦。
But still, he was able to praise God.
但不管怎样，他仍旧赞美神。
Faith is a steadfast attitude.Toward life.
信心是对生活的一种执着的态度。
God is with me.
神是与我同在的。
Therefore, I can endure any circumstance, no matter how trying.
因此，不论如何困难，我都能承受。
In one of his books, John Killinger describes a busy airport late one afternoon.
John Killinger 在一本书中这样描述了一个下午的机场里的繁忙景象。
People are scurrying to meet schedules and to make flight connections.
人们都匆匆忙忙地去赶航班。
Tempers are on edge.
那里气氛十分火爆。
Suddenly, in the midst of this hustle and bustle, a loud voice erupts.Exclaiming, "Good work, God!"
突然就在这一派忙乱之中，有一个声音大声说：“神啊，这太奇妙了！”
Nearly everyone turns and sees an elderly woman in a wheelchair.
几乎所有人都转向那个声音，说话的是一个坐在轮椅里的老太太。
Her gaze is directed out a large glass window at a majestic sunset lighting up the sky.
那老太太正在目不转睛地看着窗外那个绚丽的夕阳，把天空都照红了。
Smiles break out on many of the faces.
很多人开始有了点微笑。
Some of the airline passengers began to walk with a renewed bounce in their step.
一些人的脚步就开始放轻松。
The atmosphere of the entire place is transformed by this woman's observation. Good work, God.
那整个候机室的气氛被这老妇人的一声“神啊，太奇妙了”而改变一新。
That's biblical faith.
这才是圣经中所说的信心。
Faith is the belief that all of life is in God's hands, and that God will never forsake His children.
信心是信神掌管一切生命，而且他也不会离弃他的儿女。
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to have that kind of faith.
你不需要有火箭型博士才能有这种信心。
In fact, sometimes our intellectual sophistication stands in the way of authentic faith.
恰恰相反，我们知识上的成就常常阻碍我们有真正的信心。
Bishop Willie Willimon tells about a woman who attended a church that he once served.
Willimon 主教曾经讲到他教会中的一位妇女。
She said that she had began attending that church a number of years before because it was the only church in the area where a black person could be welcomed.
这位妇女来这个教会有一些年了，因为在这周围只有在这个教会黑人妇女才会受到欢迎。
This pleased Willimon.
这个事实让Willimon 主教感到满意。
This woman had had a difficult life and had experienced firsthand oppression, tragedy, and hate.
这位妇人一生非常的困难，经历了很多的压迫、悲剧还有怨恨。
Dr. Willimon was overwhelmed by this woman's story.
威利门主教也为他的故事感到非常的为难，不知道怎样能劝他。
The previous year, her beloved husband of many years had died a terrible and a painful death.
在这前一年，这妇人的先生因为一种疾病非常痛苦的去世了。
Her only son was in jail after a sleazy bank deal went bad.
他唯一的儿子因为银行诈骗进了监狱。
Now she had taken in her two little grandchildren as her sole responsibility, even though she was now getting on in years.
而他自己一个人现在要带着两个小孙子，并且身体也不好。
As he visited her, he felt this overwhelming sense of futility.
当威利门主教去探访那位妇人的时候，他感到很无力。
What will become of her now?
他还能怎样呢？
Yet she expressing faith born out of years of struggle and pain, said to him, I know God will make a way for us.
但这老妇人经历了这许多信心的考验，对主教说，
I found that when I reached out, he'll be there.
我知道神会开路，当我伸出手的时候，他就会在那里。
Not always when I wanted him, but always when I absolutely needed him.
不是我想要的时候神就会来，但是在我真过不下去的时候神总是会在那里。
He doesn't always come on time, but he always does come.
他也不总是按我的时候来，但是他一定会来。
I'll make it.With his help, yes, I will.
有神的帮助，我能行的，我一定能行。
Without thinking, Willimon, who was a young pastor at that time, asked, "How can this be?"
威利门主教那时候还是个年轻的牧师，他想都没有想，听到这，他想都没有想，脱口就说：“这怎么可能呢？”
You've got these two children.You have huge financial problems, and your health isn't great.
你有两个小孙子，而且有很多债务，身体又不好。
After all you've been through,
经过所有这些苦难，你仍然有信心能做到这一切？
This was an educated, sophisticated way of saying, you've got to face facts.And be realistic.
威利门主教这话就像是那些经常 听那些有教育有知识人经常说的，说你要面对现实啊，你要现实一点啊等等的话。
Is absolute faith in God realistic?
对神的绝对信心是现实的吗？我们要问。
That's a question each of us will face at some time in our lives.
这是我们每一个人一生中或早或晚都会面对的一个问题。
Do you sincerely believe that whatever comes your way, you and God can handle it?
你是否真诚地相信无论有多大的困难你与神都能对付呢？
I'm not sure that there is a more important question in life than that one.
我相信一生中没有哪个问题比这更重要的了。
Pastor Edward Marquette tells about three pictures that were published sometimes back in a newspaper.
Ed Marquette 牧师一次在讲道中讲到报纸上刊出的三张照片。
Each of the pictures was of a man named Bill Sheridan.
这照片都是关于一个叫做 Bill Sheridan 的人。
The first picture.Was Bill and his wife and their 7-month-old twins standing on a third-floor balcony.
第一张照片是比尔和妻子抱着他们7个月大的双胞胎站在三楼的阳台上。
Flames of shooting fire and billowing smoke could be seen behind the family.
在他们身后的房间里，我们可以看见火苗还有浓烟冒出来。
The caption beneath the picture read, "Throw the child."
照片下面的题目是“把孩子扔下来”。
The flames were crackling behind them. The parents were almost paralyzed with fear, and someone was shouting to them from below, "Throw the child! Throw the children!"
而大火在他们身后烧得噼啪作响。比尔和妻子被恐惧抓住，有人在楼下大喊：“把孩子扔下来，把孩子扔下来。”
The next picture shows Bill Sheridan throwing his seven-month-old children into the air, and the caption said, "We will catch them."
那下一张照片是比尔把他7个月大的孩子抛在空中，那照片的题目是“我们会接住他”。
The third picture was of the family. Mother, father, 2 infant children, huddled together in safety, with the burning apartment in the background.
那第三张照片是比尔全家，父亲、母亲还有两个婴孩，在街头拥抱在一起，后面是大火吞噬的楼房。
They were crying with joy and with fear.
他们又惊又喜，哭成了一团。
With a fire behind them and a 40-foot drop in front of them, they had literally made a leap of faith.
在那大火和40尺高的阳台之间，他们刚刚经历了一个信心的飞跃。
Robert Sutton in Leadership Magazine.Gives another vivid picture of faith.
Robert Sutton 在领袖这个杂志上也给出了一个另一个关于信心的生动例子。
A television documentary showed blind skiers being trained for snow skiing.
他在这里放了一个电视短片，是介绍盲人如何学习滑雪。
Imagine that.
想象一下
Paired with sighted skiers, the blind skiers were taught how to make right and left turns.
这盲人的滑雪者与正常的滑雪者两个人一对儿在一起学习左拐和右拐。
When that was mastered, they were taken to the slope with their sighted partners skied behind them, shouting, "Left!" And right.
他们练习好以后就上到山上，那看得见的人在后面跟着盲人， 在后面滑，一边滑一边对盲人喊：“往左，往右。”
As they obeyed the commands, they were able to negotiate the course and cross the finish line, depending solely on the sighted skier's word.
就听着那口令，两个人一同从坡上滑下，冲过终点。这一切都是听从那能看得见的人的。能看得见的滑雪者的命令。
It was either complete trust or catastrophe.
如果那盲人不是全然的信靠，那就面对他们的将是个很大的难处，很大的灾难。
And that's faith.
这就是信心的写照。
Faith is an attitude about life.
信心是对生活的一个态度。
Is it a complete trust that the God of creation loves us and is for us, regardless of our external circumstances?
信心是对神的信。创造万物的神是爱我们的，是为我们着想的。信心是对神这个信，并且不管外界的环境是如何的变化。
It's trusting God as those parents in the burning building trusted the firefighters to whom they threw their precious children.
这是因为对着神的信，那夫妇信任救火队会接住他们宝贵的孩子。
It's trusting God that those blind skiers trusted their sighted partners.
因为对着神的信心，那盲人滑雪选手才能全然信任那明眼的选手。
That is what the writer of Hebrews meant in that wonderful 11th chapter when he wrote, By faith Noah built an ark.
这正像希伯来书第十一章中写道，因着信挪亚造了方舟。
By faith Abraham,When called to go to a place he would later receive as a blessing, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
This writer of Hebrews.Gives us example of people who, in spite of daunting circumstances, did what God called them to do.
这里希伯来书的作者列出了因信称义的那些人，他们不管环境恶劣，他们做了神呼召他们的事。
And he says, "This is what faith is."
正像那希伯来书中所说，这就是信心。
By faith, they did these things.
因着信，他们做了这些。
Utter trust in God, regardless of our circumstances.
信心是对神的完全信任，不论环境如何。
On February the 10th, 1973,Three men were executed by a firing squad in Uganda.
在1973年2月10日，在乌干达有三个人被执行枪决。
Ugandan Bishop Festo Kivagere was there that day, and he tells about this event.
乌干达主教 Festo Kivagere 那天在场。记述了那天发生的事情。
He says that on February 10th began, it began as a very sad day for the residents of Kabola, Uganda.
他说2月10日那天的对卡巴拉人来说是非常痛苦的一天。
People were commanded to come to the stadium.And witness the execution.
人们被强迫来到运动场 观看那枪决。
And death permeated the atmosphere.
空气中弥漫着死亡的气氛。
A silent crowd of about 3,000 people was there to watch.
那三千多人肃穆地看着这一切。
The bishop and two of his fellow ministers had permission from their authorities to speak to the men before they died.
主教和他的两个助手被当局允许在那些人死前与他们交谈。
They brought the men in a truck and unloaded them.
当局把三个人用卡车运来，他们下了车。
They were handcuffed. And their feet were in chains.
他们手脚都被镣铐铐住。
The firing squad stood at attention.
行刑队也列队站好。
As they walked into the center of the stadium, the good bishop was wondering what to say.
当三个人走向运动场中心的时候，那主教想该与他们说什么呢？
How do you give the gospel to doomed men who are probably seething with rage?
对那将要被处死的人，怎样才能传福音给他们呢？他们可能正因愤怒而咬牙切齿呢。
The bishop and his fellow pastors approached the condemned men from behind.
主教和他的助手从那三个人的后面上来。
The bishop and his fellow pastors approached the condemned man from behind. As the condemned man turned to look at them, something quite remarkable took place.
当那三个犯人转头看主教和他的助手的时候，这是一件不可思议的事情发生了。
The man's face is lighted up.With an unmistakable radiance.
那三个人的脸上出现了兴奋的荣光。
Before the pastors could say anything, one of them burst out, Bishop, thank you for coming.
主教还没有开口，那其中的一个人就说道，主教，谢谢你来。
I wanted to tell you that the day I was arrested,In my prison cell, I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart.
我正想告诉你，我被捕的那一天，在牢房里，我祷告，让主耶稣进到我的心中，他就来了。
He came in and he forgave me all my sins.
他来了，而且赦免了我所有的罪。
Heaven is now open.And there is nothing between me and my God.
天现在开了，在我与神之间就没有任何阻碍了。
Please tell my wife and children that I am going to be with Jesus.
请你去告诉我的妻子儿女，我要去见耶稣了。
Ask them to accept him into their lives as I did.
你也要让他们像我一样，在生命中接受耶稣。
The other two men told similar stories, and their handcuffs rattling in their excitement.
另外两个人也都有相同的故事，当他们讲述他们的故事的时候，激动的镣铐的哗哗作响。
Bishop Kivagra felt that what he needed to do was to talk to the soldiers, not to the condemned men.
这时候 Kivandri 主教觉得他在这里要做的不是对这几个人这几个犯人讲话，而是要对那对士兵要说话。
So he translated what the man had said into a language that the soldiers understood.
所以他把他听到的故事翻译给那几个士兵听。
The military men were standing there with their guns cocked.And bewilderment on their faces.
那对士兵举枪站着，听到这个故事，满脸的惊讶。
They were so dumbfounded that they forgot to put the hoods over the men's faces.
以至于他们都忘记给犯人戴上面罩。
The three faced the firing squad, standing close together.
那三个人往一起靠了一靠，面对着行刑队。
They looked toward the people and began to wave, handcuffs and all.
他们对着那三千多的人群就挥起了手，带着那些镣铐挥着手。
And the people waved back.
那些人也向他们挥手致意。
Then shots were fired, and the three were with Jesus.
这时候枪响了，三个人都归主。
Here's how Bishop Cavara sums up this experience.
可温之主教是这样的总结他所看到的。
We stood in front of them, our own hearts throbbing with joy. And mingled with tears.
我们站在他们面前，我们的心里惊喜万分，与泪水混合。
It was a day never to be forgotten.
这天永远会被记住。
Though dead, the men spoke boldly to all the Kasai district and beyond, so that there was an upsurge of life in Christ.Which challenges death and defeats it.
通过死，这些人对 Kagezi 的人们大胆地见证了神的作为，神的作为大为显明，向死亡挑战，并且胜过了他。
The next Sunday, I was preaching to a huge crowd in the hometown of one of the executed men.
接下来的主日。主教在那其中一个犯人的家乡讲道。
Again, the fear of death was over the congregation.
同样的，那死亡笼罩了这些会众。
But when I gave them the testimony of their man and how he died, there erupted a great song of praise to Jesus.
但当主教讲到那犯人的见证的时候，他是怎样死去，会众中发出大声赞美耶稣的声音。
And many people turned to the Lord there.
很多人因此信主。
Faith, friends, this is how our faith comes to us.
信心，朋友们，信心就是这样临到我们的。
It is not handed down from heaven.On a golden plate.
它不是从天上降下，放在纯金的盘子里。
It grew out of the selfish sacrifices of people who trusted God with everything they had, including their own lives.
信心是从那信神的人以无私的牺牲，以至于牺牲生命来向我们显现的。
And that's what the writer of Hebrews meant when he said,By faith, Noah built, and by faith, Abraham went.
这正是希伯来书作者的原意。他写着，因着信挪亚造了方舟，因着信亚伯拉罕去了那地方。
Trusting God completely.
他们全然的相信神。
And following God obediently.
并且完全的顺服神。
But there's one thing more that needs to be said.
这里我还要说另外一个重要的地方。
Such faith is a gift.
就是信心也是神所赐给的。
You cannot think yourself to such a faith.
你自己无论如何也不会产生那样大的信心。
I'm sorry, but that's true.
你可能不同意，但这是千真万确的。
I wish you could.
我也希望信心能发自我们自己。
I wish you could simply weigh the evidence, rationally, dispassionately, and with certainty and say, yes, God is real and God loves me.
我也希望你可以从查考证据之中理性的、冷静的、确定的说，是的，神是真实的，神也爱我。
But that won't happen.
但这是不可能的。
Faith can't be appropriated like that.
信心不是靠自己的力量获得的。
Faith can't be bought.
信心也不是能买到的。
You can't put $1 million in the offering plate and say, now I've acquired faith.
你不能把$100,000放在送献箱里，然后说好了，我买到信心了。
You can try this, by the way, if you are so inclined.
你要不信，你倒是可以试一试。
It will certainly boost my faith.
那$100,000倒是真的会增加我的信心了。
But it won't settle life's most important issues for you.
但它不会帮你解决你生活中最重要的问题。
You can't even buy faith with your good works, even though I hope you will keep doing those good works.
你也不能用辛勤做工来换取信心。虽然说我也希望你，虽然我希望你仍然要刻苦行善。
There is only one way you can have faith in Jesus Christ, and that is to receive it.
对耶稣的信心只有一种方式能够得到，那就是领受。
You have to open your hearts.
打开你的心。
Pray that Christ's Spirit will come into your heart, and then begin living each day, trusting God, until the day comes when faith permeates.Every part of your life.
打开你的心，求告神，让耶稣基督的圣灵进到你的心中，然后每天过信心的生活，直到那一天，信心成为你生活中的一部分。
Peter Haynes tells a story about a woman named Judy.
Peter Haynes 曾经讲到一个叫做朱莉的女人的故事。
Like the unlucky man at the beginning of our message, Judy was the kind of person for whom everything always seemed to go wrong.
就像开始我讲到的那事事不顺利的人一样，朱莉好像也是那种人。
If Judy went skiing, she would fall and fracture a leg or an arm.
她去滑雪，她会伤到手脚。
If she were walking down a country lane on a bright summer day and paused to lean on the end of a long picket fence, the fence would topple, falling to the ground in one sweeping motion.
就是去在一个夏美丽的夏日午后去散步的途中，她停下来靠了一下围栏，那个围栏都会轰然倒塌。
Something always seems to go wrong for Judy.
对朱莉来说，好像什么事情都不顺利。
One day she decided to bake bread.
有一天她准备烤一个面包。
She took out the recipe and carefully gathered all the ingredients they called for and followed it step by step.
她拿出那个菜谱，她找出所有的所需的。东西，然后一步一步的仔细做。
There was a slight problem, however.
但是呢，他还是出了一点小问题。
Instead of adding one cake of yeast to the mix as required, she added one whole box, several cakes of yeast.
本来是应该加一勺酵母的，但是他把一盒全都倒了下去。
You can imagine what happened.
下面的事情你都可以想象到。
The dough began to grow and grow and grow.
那面团就不断的长大，长得很大很大。
She added more flour.
朱莉往里加了点面。
And it kept growing and growing.
那面团也没有停止长大。
She added more water.
她又加了些水。
And it kept growing.
那面团就变得更大了。
more salt, more wheat germ, more oil, and just kept growing and growing.
不管是加盐、加麦芽或者加油，那面团都是不停的长大。
She tried cutting the mound of dough in half, pounding it, pleading with it, and it kept growing and growing and growing.
朱迪试着把面团切成两半，然后使劲的打它，使劲的揉它，但是面团还是不断的长大。
Finally, in desperation, Judy went out and buried a huge lump of dough in her front yard.
最后她绝望了，所以她把那面团拿到外面埋在院子里。
Within an hour, her father came bursting through the front door, screaming, "There's something growing in our front yard."
但不到一个小时，她的父亲回来。冲进门大叫说，我们家院子里有什么东西在长。
You know what happened.
你一定能猜得到是怎么回事了。
The heat of the sun beat down on that ill-fated mound of dough, the unbaked loaf. And though it was buried in the ground, and then it brought the yeast back to life.
那阳光的热度激活了面团里的酵母，虽然那面团被埋在地下，它还是不断的长大。
It started growing again and burst out of the ground.
那面团不断的长大，从地里冒了出来。
Even its grave couldn't contain it. So irresistible was the life of that yeast which Judy had mixed.In her bread dough.
虽然埋葬也没能阻止酵母在那面团里的生长。
I see Judy's experience as a parable of the life of faith.
这里我们看到这个朱迪的经历就像是信心的生活。
Faith is a gift which must be received.
信心是一件收到的礼物。
Once we receive itAnd come to depend upon it, we discover that it is self-validating.
当我们收到了信心的礼物，我们慢慢的变得倚靠它，我们会发现信心它是会自我验证的。
And thus it grows and grows until it can overcome any obstacle, even death.
这样信心就不断的越长越大，直到能战胜任何阻碍。以至于战胜死亡。
In Romans, St. Paul writes, For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us.From the love of God in union with Christ Jesus our Lord.
在罗马书中保罗写道，因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是现在的事是将来的事是有能力的是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督里的。
Amen.
Amen.